Okay. That's weird. Times. Anyways, R there from B.C. Gilbert and G. Lewis is three or four. But he's starting off with Barge Calm. It's like an interlude track. Barge Calm, 3-4. Barge Calm again, and R. There you go. Yeah, very different compared to the wire output. We're going to jump. We're going to do this. Yeah. Well, I'm just where in the timeline I should drop this thing. Yeah, okay. So, TR4 came out in 1980, just after, almost just after, Hornet by 4 came out by Wire in 1979. So, a different project, obviously, as you can hear in the sound. We're going to go back to Wire proper. And, when Wire reformed in 1985, following the interlude, which, of course, you heard the dome thing there. Use more electronic instruments after that. The band announced they would not perform any of their older stuff. They hired something called the X-Line Tamers, a cover band for Wire, named after the song, as their opening act. They played Wire's older songs, and Wire proper played their new stuff. And later on, in 1988, as time progressed, they were opening. They're opening for supporting the Depeche Mode at the Pasadena Rose Bowl, along with other acts of the time, Thomas Dolby, Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, and Wire. In the arena, a huge stadium. It's the Pasadena Rose Bowl. You had 60,000 people there. It's pretty big. So, yeah, Colin Newman, there, vocals, guitar, Graham Lewis and Bruce Gilbert, bass and guitar, those two being part of Dome. Of course, George Gill, lead guitar, and he had some songs, but he like I said, broke his leg early on. Was gone there, sort of like the fifth Beatle almost. Just sort of. Early member, left before they really went too far. Robert Gray on the drums. Robert Gray, also known as Robert Go To Bed. There. Of. Where? Which reminds me of the band Go To Beds. So maybe there's a relation of some sort there. But, we're going to do something. I'm going to do the Read and Burn. The first Read and Burn EP. There. Wherever it is. Thinking here, I had. They had an extensive legal bootleg series, basically putting out their shows. It all came out in the early 2010s. And, actually, let's do 154. The third Read and Burn is a bit later. It should probably bookend that. Yeah. There we go. We're going to jump to 154. In this edition of Manto Moon here, I'm going to just do a little bit of the Read and Burn and the third day and discuss that. And then we're going to go. Sort of jump back and forth for that. Anyways, 144 is the third album of the EMI Harvest years, and then came out on Warner in North America, or maybe America States proper. I'm not sure how it licensing worked out, but. Further from the minimalist punk. And moving on from the Chairs Missing album, which is in the middle of the trilogy here, is the other end of the spectrum, 154. And slower tempos, more guitar effects, electronics, and synthesizers here. There was a interesting track. Map reference 41 degrees north, 93 degrees west. That track name, based on a guess of the center of the American Midwest by Graham Lewis. Like, it's sort of here. Location of the coordinates, actually, close to Centerville, Iowa. Now, if you know your My Bloody Valentine catalog, one of the last releases prior to 2007, there's a cover of the track for a Wire tribute album called Horror. Song was selected as the favorite cover of the 1990s by FLAC magazine. Of course, what is FLAC magazine? I don't know. But hey, take what you can get for your rewards and accolades. I got like one more accessible albums. Actually, made the charts that year. Came out on CD in 1987 by EMI Japan. Just want to know your mediums, media formats. Different versions. First editions of the vinyl album. It came with an EP as well. And the tracks from that came onto the CD, which came out in 1994 on Harvest, along with bonus track. The remaster in 96 on the Pink Flag label came out as a digipack. Doesn't have any extra tracks because they wanted to keep it simple, basically. And sort of artistic control too, without having the extra fluff there. Mm-hmm. According to the name of the album, 154, was named because the band had played 154 gigs in their career at the time of the album's release. There you go. And there's also other things here, but we'll get to the album proper. On CKW, 95.9 FM Winnipeg.
Known better than to become a Yeah. He took his seat on the foreign train. He thought it pleasant to travel again, mindful of the journey's end. He read again the letter from his friend. Was hard, the carriage fetid, the dress was summer, but still he sweated. It was better than being at home, being the cold, and living alone. Around him, people spoke in French, despite school days, it made no sense. Occasional stares caught his eye, he was tempted to smile. But when he looked through the window, all the fans of the time saw a flag was fighting for its life. In a barbed wire fence, later later, more is fighting, more is fighting. He turned away. What could he do? The other window had a nice view. silence, our eyes give it away. So close as we are, a touching display. Covering my thoughts, spread on heavy gray, and fighting bravely. Oh, will she save me from what or who? I do not know.
Described Silence upon the moon. It's party, you're the party, of course. My advice is simple.